Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Come with me, Steve Ashley, on a brief trip back to the music of 1925, with recordings made on theatre pipes, mostly in the hi-fi era. To open, here's Jimmy Boyce with one of the best-known songs from that year, Sweet Georgia Brown. Sweet Georgia Brown, Jimmy Boyce and the Barton in the Virginia Theatre, Alexandria, the same city in which he was the featured artist in the Alexandria Arena, where he also owned the Wurlitzer. Irving Berlin's Always continues to be a favourite waltz with both dancers and listeners alike. I have some 40 theatre pipe tracks from which to choose, and one of the most charming is this recording by an American veteran musician, Don George, who for many years was the resident artist at the Princess Theatre, Honolulu, before moving to Hollywood in 1943.
Thank you.
Don George and an unnamed organ, most likely in the Los Angeles area. Staying with the Dons for another track, next up is Don Knights, with a song penned by the great Ray Henderson, although this time teamed with Sam Lewis and Joe Young. The organ is the Compton in the Odeon Cinema Twickenham, and the song, 5 Foot Two Eyes of Blue, complete with the unusual use of the tune Bird Whistles. Don Knights with 5 Foot Two, Eyes of Blue, from a set of private recordings given to me many, many years ago. Slightly less known from the year of 1925 is Cecilia, which at the time was a big hit for Whispering Jack Smith, as well as Johnny Camp's Kentucky Serenaders. This arrangement by George Blackmore on the dual console Compton in the Guildhall, Southampton, was recorded in 1964 for Studio Republic and subsequently reissued by EMI. Thank you. I do like to include something from the operetta stage in these programmes of music from the 1920s, and today's track comes from The Vagabond King by Rudolf Frimmel. Of the four songs that went on to be recorded many times, probably the best known is the glorious ballad Only a Rose. Ronald Curtis with Only a Rose, taped in 1981 and featuring the Compton in the Paramount Organ Studios Bolton, an instrument that is a combination of the Comptons from the Odeons in Bolton and Liverpool. Billy Mayall composed many piano pieces throughout his long career in music, including Marigold, Chopsticks and Bats in the Belfry. In 1925 he published The Jazz Master, a piece which has all but been forgotten today. So far, to my knowledge, only one artist has recorded this on theatre pipes, Jelani Eddington. This was his in-concert performance on the Wurlitzer in the Renaissance Theatre, Mansfield, Ohio, during the 2016 American Theatre Organ Society convention. Diner, a song composed by Harry Axt in 1925 and played there in 1957 by Arsene Siegel on the Wurlitzer in the Oriental Theatre, Chicago. The luxurious 1926 theatre, now renamed an uninspiring James M. Netherlander Theatre, sadly lost its Wurlitzer many years ago. Another of the 1920s great songwriters was Richard Whiting, father of singer Margaret Whiting. Ben Burney and his orchestra took Sleepy Time Gal to number one in the US charts, but five other artists' recordings also charted. This is Buddy Cole on a 1947 side on his original home studio Robert Morton, in amazing fidelity considering its age. I'm going to wrap up today's Hot Pipes with another Ray Henderson song, this time in collaboration with the more familiar Buddy De Silva and Bud Green. The Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre, Tooting, London, was a favourite of many of the top British artists of yesteryear, and Jackie Brown was no exception. Here's Jackie, probably recorded in the 1960s, with Alabama Bound. Thank you. Alabama Bound, Jackie Brown and the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer. I hope you've enjoyed this brief foray into the music of 1925, as played by some of the best theatre organists of their times, and that you'll join me again next time for 8 or 9 of the best from 1926. Until then, it's bye-bye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.